Hey everyone, ready to unlock the mysteries of the stock market? We're diving deep today with this super interesting podcast episode as our guide. We'll break it all down, no more confusing jargon, just the essentials you need to know to start your own stock market journey.
I was really impressed with how this source explains everything so clearly right from the start. It's like they created a roadmap for new investors with simple definitions and actionable advice.
Definitely. And they don't waste any time getting to the good stuff. First things first, what exactly is a stock exchange? Imagine a giant marketplace, but instead of fruits and veggies, you've got companies like, Apple or Amazon. You're buying and selling pieces of those companies.
It's the perfect analogy. Just like any bustling market, you need someone to help you navigate it, and that's where brokers enter the picture. Think of them as your trusted guides in this financial landscape, executing your buy and sell orders and making sure you're making informed decisions.
Okay, so we've got our marketplace, we've got our guides. Now let's talk about the actual buying and selling. The source breaks down two key terms: bid and ask. Let's say you're at a flea market, right? You spot a vintage record player you've got to have. The bid is like your opening offer, what you're willing to pay for it.
Exactly. And the ask is the seller's starting point, what they're hoping to get for that record player.
And that difference between the two, that's your spread. It's basically the negotiation zone, that back and forth until you strike a deal.
Now imagine this happening with thousands of stocks all at the same time. It's a constant dance of bids and asks, buyers and sellers trying to find that sweet spot. Understanding those dynamics is key.
So we've got the basics down. We've got our market, we know the lingo, we've even got our guides. Now it's time to actually get in the game. The source walks us through setting up a brokerage account, which is basically your portal to the stock market. They mentioned some really user-friendly platforms like Robinhood, E-Trade, and TD Ameritrade, each with its own cool features.
One thing I really appreciate about this source is their emphasis on starting small. Invest an amount you feel comfortable with, especially when you're just starting out. Losses are a part of the learning process, and it's better to make those early mistakes with smaller amounts while you're still getting your bearings.
Oh man, speaking of mistakes, I remember when I first started investing, let's just say I learned the hard way about double-checking those order details before hitting the buy button. It wasn't pretty.
We've all been there. It's a rite of passage, really. Those early blunders often teach us the most valuable lessons.
So now that we've dipped our toes into the world of stock exchanges, brokers, and even survived a few beginner mishaps, it's time to talk strategy. The source breaks it down to four main approaches: day trading, swing trading, position trading, and scalping. It's like finding your own trading style, figuring out what fits your personality and your goals.
Exactly. Each approach comes with its own set of risks and rewards, so it's important to understand the differences. Day trading, for example, is like, imagine you're in a fast-paced auction, buying and selling stocks rapidly throughout the day. You're trying to capitalize on those quick price swings, but it requires a lot of focus and a high tolerance for risk.
It sounds intense, like riding a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. And then there's swing trading. It's a bit more relaxed, right?
Yeah.
You're still riding those price waves, but over a longer period, maybe a few days or even weeks.
That's a great way to put it. It's more like catching a wave on a surfboard, riding it out for as long as you can, and then you have position trading, which is a much longer-term approach. Think of it like planting a tree and watching it grow over time. You're carefully electing stocks you believe in for the long haul, maybe even years.
Okay, so it's all about patience and steady growth with position trading. And lastly, there's scalping, which the source describes as a very fast-paced and high-risk, high-reward approach. Like, almost like a game of hot potato, trying to make small profits on a ton of trades really quickly.
It definitely takes a certain personality type to handle that kind of pressure. But regardless of your trading style, the next big question is, how do you choose which stocks to focus on?
That's where fundamental analysis comes in, right? It's about digging into a company's financial health, like looking under the hood before buying a car. You want to know what you're getting into.
Absolutely. You're examining their revenue, their earnings, their debt levels, really getting a sense of their overall financial strength. Let's say you're thinking about investing in maybe a coffee shop chain.
Right.
You wouldn't just judge them based on how good their coffee smells, right? You'd want to see their sales figures, their profit margins, and how much debt they might have.
Right. You've got to do your homework.
Yeah.
Now, the source also mentions technical analysis, which sounds a bit more complicated.
It can seem that way, but it's really about identifying patterns in stock price charts. Imagine you're a treasure hunter following a map. The charts are like your map, and those patterns are the clues that might lead you to treasure.
So instead of looking at financial reports, you're studying the charts for clues about where the price might go next. It's like trying to read the stock market's mind, in a way. But the source also cautions against relying solely on charts, right?
Exactly. Real-world events, company news, overall market sentiment, all these things can influence a stock's price. It's crucial to stay informed about what's happening in the world and how those events might impact the companies you're interested in. A sudden change in consumer behavior or a new technological breakthrough could throw those chart patterns completely off course.
So it's like you need both a map and a compass to navigate the stock market successfully. You need the technical analysis to guide your way, but you also need to be aware of the bigger picture, the real-world factors that can influence your journey.
Well said. And speaking of navigating successfully, that brings us to the importance of having a solid trading strategy, your personal game plan for tackling the market.
I like that, a game plan. And according to the source, there are 5 key considerations when creating your strategy. And they stress that the first one is absolutely crucial. Setting realistic goals. Now, this might seem obvious, but it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of it all, right?
Oh, absolutely. The stock market can be alluring, especially when you hear those stories of people striking it rich. But it's essential to approach it with a level head, not those get-rich-quick dreams.
It's like, you know, yeah, you might hit the jackpot at the casino, but you wouldn't make your entire life savings on it, right?
Exactly. It's about making smart, calculated decisions, not chasing those overnight riches. And that ties directly into the next key consideration, risk tolerance. How much are you comfortable putting on the line?
Right, because not everyone's cut out for those high-stakes, heart-pounding investments. Some people prefer a slower, steadier approach.
It's all about finding what works for you, what you can sleep soundly at night with. And that leads us to the concept of diversification, which the source emphasizes as a fundamental risk management strategy.
Ah, the old don't put all your eggs in one basket.
Precisely. Imagine your investment portfolio is like a delicious, well-balanced meal. Instead of just piling your plate with mashed potatoes, you add some greens, maybe some protein. It's about spreading your investments across different stocks, industries, or even asset classes.
So if one investment takes a dip, it doesn't completely derail your entire plan. Makes sense. Now, let's talk about position sizing, which sounds kind of like, well, figuring out how much to bet on each hand in a card game.
That's a great analogy. It's essentially deciding what percentage of your capital to allocate to each trade. And this is where discipline really comes into play, especially for beginners.
Yeah, it's easy to get carried away when you think you've spotted a winner.
The source suggests starting small, maybe risking only 1% or 2% of your total capital on a single trade. As you gain more experience, you can adjust that amount. But it's a good rule of thumb to avoid those big early losses.
Okay, so start small. Manage your risk, diversify your portfolio. It's all about building a solid foundation. Now, what happens when it's time to cash out? The source also talks about having a clear exit strategy, knowing when to walk away from the table.
Absolutely. Having an exit plan is crucial, whether you're up big or facing potential losses. The source talks about setting price targets, those predetermined points where you'll sell to lock in your profits.
So it's like, setting those boundaries for yourself, knowing when to take your winnings and run.
Precisely. And they also mention stop-loss orders, which automatically sell a stock if it drops to a certain price. It's like having a safety net in place just in case things take an unexpected turn.
Smart. So you're not constantly glued to the screen watching every little fluctuation. One thing this source really drives home is that learning about the stock market is an ongoing journey, right?
It absolutely is. It's not a one-time crash course. It's a constant process of learning, adapting, and refining your strategies. The market is always evolving, so you've got to evolve with it.
Like you're never really done learning, which can feel a little intimidating, but also kind of exciting, don't you think?
I completely agree. It's that constant challenge, that quest for knowledge that makes the stock market so fascinating. And on that note, I'm curious, with all this talk about technology and AI, where do you see the future of investing heading? Do you think human intuition will always have a place, or are we moving towards a world ruled by algorithms?
Whoa, that's a big one. And a question for another deep dive, I think. But it just goes to show, the world of investing, it's full of surprises. We've covered a lot of ground today, from decoding stock market lingo to exploring different strategies and even pondering the future of finance.
The key takeaway here is that knowledge is power. The more you understand, the more confident you'll feel navigating this exciting world.
So to everyone listening, keep that curiosity alive, keep asking questions, and who knows, maybe we'll see you out there on the trading floor. Until next time, happy investing, everyone.